everybody. It's been a while and today is a very important day because I am finally recording again. Due to many circumstances, I decided to pause for a bit, but tonight I'm with a very special person and we just wanna keep this a memory. So we're gonna be just casually talking and expressing some things, and yeah, I guess that's it, and let's just get it on, I guess. But for the most part, I want to introduce to you the person that I'm with right now, and he's a very important person in my life, so we'll start talking now.
Hello everyone, my name is Liam Walt Manatid Sampson. I'm 22 years old, just finally done with nursing, Bachelor of Science of Nursing. And today, with a very special person in my life and really experiencing life itself, made me experience a whole lot more than just life itself, but really the in-depths of life. And personally, for me, I just wanted to be able to take this time to fully not just appreciate the person that is here with me, but to most importantly to tell you how not only that we came to be, but how really God has been so good to us and how he's been so faithful day by day. And so, love, how would you like to describe our first encounter, first meeting?
Our first encounter, this is such a hard question to answer, especially if it's coming from you, you know that? I mean, I guess for me, there's already a confirmation right there. So basically, the first time I noticed him, I don't call it the first time because I've always been noticing him because of his posts on Facebook. He loves writing reflections, like his daily reflections about life and God and ministry and really deep thoughts. And I really noticed that and I appreciated that. So I guess first encounter with you really confirmed that you're the one for me. How about you, Mr. Samson?
You know, it was so very interesting when I remember it was on a Thursday and I was really sorry. It was on a Friday and I just remember the moment as I was really reflecting and most importantly scheduling for all my schedules and appointments and specifically managing my Bible study group, and all of a sudden I get a message from a very beautiful woman and she texts me, "Blessings, Liam. So tonight we would like to invite you to this revival meeting, this revival group that will be establishing and that we'll be doing a lot more ministries." And so as I was reading, and part of me was really distracted, so I was really conflicted because I was really focused on what I needed to do at the moment. So I kind of just gave it a little response, but not really entertain it. But as the times go on, I began to recognize how important it was to really connect with other people outside. And I saw that this woman was really different, in a sense that she represented much more than just what others could see, but really what others can experience. And for me, as I was talking with her, I remember a moment as we were talking about how her friend was sick with COVID-19, and she told me if I could pray for her. And I just remember that moment, and I really, really fell more in love with Jesus, because as I was being told that, I began to wonder this is really the person that the Lord has sent me. Because as we go back into a little bit of my past, I was struggling really with a sin, a secret sin that I cannot bear to express. But as days drew by, as nights drew by, as I really wrestled with the Lord, He really began to show me through each of my prayers, specifically, Lord, send me someone that loves you more than me. Lord, send me an accountability partner. Lord, send me someone that will not judge me for who I am. Lord, send me someone that will just be a friend. And so, as I talked to this individual, the love of my life next to me right here, I began to experience the love of Jesus more and more day by day. And so, yeah, as we continue this, I have a question for you, love.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, what were the trials and challenges that we began to experience in our relationship? You don't have to be so deep, but what are the trials and challenges you think you experienced in our relationship?
Well, obviously, first is really distance, because like realistically speaking, we're very like geographically far, residential wise and even college wise, because both of us were studying far from each other. So basically, he's from Adventist University of the Philippines, and as you guys know, I'm from Mountain View, and that's really far. I guess, of course, the distance. And it was hard because during the formative months of our relationship, we were basically really just talking like online. And it was hard to really build rapport, especially if you can't see the person, you can't really like be with them physically. But we really learned so much in our LDR relationship, and you know, just by being away from each other really taught us how to pray harder and how to really learn patience, and I guess being just flexible with time, because during the first few months of our relationship, I was doing my review, and he was also juggling with finishing senior nursing school. I guess the second trial, or I don't call it a trial, but I call it more of, I guess, a challenge. And it's pretty much the same thing, but really, people. And I don't want to be too specific, but it's just really social pressure, not just from the public eye, but even in our private life. And it was tough because we were already very aware of the importance of privacy, especially in the context of being in a relationship, because at the end of the day, you know, there's always a need to be private. And so, yeah, it was tough because we did receive a lot of pressure, like, from both ends. And I guess another trial for us, too, is, of course, our mannerisms. Because, just mannerisms and character in general. Because, you know, there were still some things. I mean, still, there are still some things that we have to work on ourselves individually, and you know, we do have our opposite traits, and that's one thing that we are really trying to open up to each other for us to adjust naman. So I guess for the most part, those are the trials that we experience, but at the end of the day, just being able to grow with you and being able to learn life with you and to really open up and discuss about things really helped me and taught me so much. And you know, it taught me the relationship is more than just all the butterflies and all the flowers and all the chocolates. You know, it's really about being there for each other and really be like, to just really be willing to be vulnerable. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's more than just choosing the person, but it's really choosing the whole character. And so I guess that's from my end.
You know what? It was so interesting as we really experience a lot in our relationship. And for me personally, I had to really reflect and to think that, you know, will I be able to see this person? Will I be able to see the one that I love so much? Will I be able to really touch her for the first time, hold her hand and really give her a hug and to let her know that I'm near. And so to confess this, we finally were able to see each other.
Mm-hmm.
She was finally able to fly over on July 31st, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that day, it was actually a Sabbath, and part of me was really thinking, how will I be able to see her? Will I be able to be nervous? Will I be really cautious? Will I be really formal? How will I be able to have my first impressions with her? And so I just remembered, as I was traveling to the airport, I remember texting and calling her and saying, I'm finally here, Longo. I'm here at the airport. And for me, I had like a rush of excitement just knowing that I could finally see the person the Lord has sent me. And so as I got out of my car and as I walked over to the nearest place where the nearest terminal where everyone will be coming out, I finally see her in a white beautiful blouse, in black shorts, with her M95 and her face shield, just with her phone out and with her big luggage. And finally seeing that, I was just so in awe and just really wanting to just do more and really just to talk to her. But when I finally saw her, I just couldn't contain this rush of excitement knowing that I finally am able to see the one I love. And so as I approached her, I gave her a hug, and it was such a long hug that I was just so lost in the moment and so really just thinking about how I'm finally able to spend time the one that I love very much. And so as we're finally able to meet, if we were able to go back and to be able to enjoy the sights of Luzon. And for me, we were finally able to hold our hands, it not only gave me a sense of joy, but most importantly, the reason to live was to really experience the touch of the one that you love. And as we continued on to Tagaytay, as we were traveling up to Tagaytay, we got more close and really, really wanting to get close and to really just to express how much we love each other. And so we actually began to just have a little dinner date, and I remember we finally were able to take pictures, and I was finally able to talk to her mom and with her other mom, and for them to tell me how they entrusted me with their daughter really, really gave me the hope that I should be a man of integrity. I should be a man of principle. I should be a man that should take care of the one that I love. And so, you know, as we started off this month, love, how do you think this past month went together?
One word is, it's been awesome. Awesome in a sense of like, we really, for me personally, really grow. I can really see my growth, like, as an individual, and most importantly as your partner, because you know God entrusted you to me, and you know your family gave permission for me to become your partner. And for me, this month has been so amazing, and it has been quite a ride. I mean, literally quite a ride, because I just realized that most of our trips were not trips just for fun. It's really circumstantial. Like, you know, it's either the car is broken or we had to rush because there's a circumstance health-wise and this and that. And I guess, honestly, this is not the month that I expected, where there's a lot of trials and challenges, because this month is supposed to be a month where we can just enjoy, and we wanted this month to be more of a reward for the both of us, since we both finished nursing school and we're about to start life, and you know, this will technically be our only time together before he flies back to the States. So it was tough because we were expecting this month to be just fine, you know, to be all rainbows and butterflies and everything in between, but apparently there were a lot of trials. But the best part is that it tested our love and commitment, and yeah, faith to the Lord and love and commitment to each other. Because for instance, you know, just waking up every day and just not just seeing you, but most importantly seeing how I'm learning a lot of things and I'm able to weigh a lot of priorities really, really helped me out so much. But most importantly, I believe that really the best part of this month is really seeing, you know, really seeing how God's been so good in really arranging and just really filling up the missing parts of everything. Because, you know, being with you really taught me, not just a lot of things, but we were really able to connect and see each other and recognize each other's flaws and mistakes. And yeah, overall it's been fun, it's been sweet, it's been really amazing, and it's been pretty interesting. So I really do not know what's in store for the next couple of days before you leave, but you know, all I can say is just keep it coming, because you know, I'm already committed to this, and you know, I told myself that in whatever season we pass through, and I'd be willing to, you know, enjoy the journey as long as I'm with you. So this month has been awesome, even if there were a lot of twists and turns and ups and downs.
You know, a lot of trials and tribulations and challenges are what make a relationship so beautiful. And for me personally, really just experiencing this last month with you was the same. It was quite unexpected. I say unexpected because at the end of the day, really thought that just like the love of my life here says, that it would be rainbows and butterflies. It was more like poisons and traps. And so for me, I'm just gonna open this up, and actually got sick with COVID-19. And for me, I didn't know that I would be really sick till I really, really felt a itch in my throat. And actually, the couple of days before, and I'd say it's really my fault, because I ended up neglecting my health by taking in a lot of sweets, even though I really wanted to. I should have been mindful of gargling and brushing and, most importantly, taking my vitamins. But I ended up really neglecting my health to the point that I not only got tonsillitis, but I got COVID. And for those 3 weeks, those past 3 weeks of the month, I felt really, really weak. Like, all of my faculties were at its lowest, and I just could not bear the fact that this is really not only happening to me, but happening to my partner, in a sense that she would need to not only take care of me, but would have to deal with all the trials and challenges that we are about to experience, that we did experience. And so really, there was one day that I really just couldn't take it anymore. My anxiety was high. I was taking some meds, and apparently there was a lot of contraindications, to the point that my anxiety became too high, to a point that I thought that I was gonna die. And so I remembered I was in the bathroom, and I was really, my breathing, I had difficulty of breathing, and I could not bear the fact that, you know, this is happening to me. I'm really scared right now. And I just remember the love of my life telling me, hey, I'm always gonna be here, love. I'm gonna be here. Don't be afraid, I'm here. We got this, we'll get through this together. And I just remembered those sweet moments of her her just being so sweet and loving, even though I could see that she was so afraid and so scared, I saw how willing she was able to endure the situation. And so I remember as we had to really go to a hospital, we went to a couple of hospitals, but we were rejected because they thought I did not have COVID. But as I finally reached this last hospital, it was up in Tagaytay Medical Center, and they finally were able to accept me, and I finally was able to get situated in a bed. And I just remember this moment where she was really cold, because the room was really cold, the air conditioning was really on full blast, and I just remember the moments where she would just give me the socks, she would give me my jacket, but she would really sacrifice her body to the point that she just wanted to be close and wanted to make sure I was safe. And so, really looking back at that moment, I was able to experience not only the love of God, but the love of someone that will always be there, that will never change. Because personally, if you love the person, you'll not only love their life itself, but you will love yourself. And so as I began to experience that, I was in tears, knowing that I am just so undeserving of such a partner, but knowing how the Lord really blessed not only me, but her with each other, knowing that two is better than one, but three is a foundation. And I remembered I was so afraid, I was so scared. How will I be able to pay this bill? And we got a text from one of our good connections. Actually, is Mommy Gail, and she offered to pay for the bill. And for me, it made me appreciate life more, and how no matter what circumstances may come our way, that we'll be able to get through it together. And so I just wanted to thank you so much for not only coming here to Luzon to experience life with me, but to most important, to love me for who I am and to accept me for who I am, and to get really personal with me, and just to know that you will always be there for me, and I was assured every time. And I just wanted to thank you so much. So, love, I just wanted to ask this last question, that as we continue these last 6 days, what will be your thoughts as we continue to know that we will be able to be separated once more?
I know, it's like it's like a door being closed but being open at the same time, because you know, just the thought of you like living is really hard to take in right now, and considering the pandemic, we never know when it's gonna be the next time. Because you know, initially we were really wanting to do a lot of things together and a lot of ministries even beforehand, you know, were it not for COVID, we could have had like joint events and online stuffs, but we were struggling with something personal too, so it's quite understandable. And I guess for me, when it comes to thoughts, you know, about us being separated again and getting tried with distance and everything, I believe it will test us more, but it's not about the test. I believe it's really more of just really seeing how it's more of another adventure for the both of us, because you know, we're already thinking of settling down soon, but we have to sort out some things in life first. But I guess all I can say is I have so much faith that if the Lord led us, and if He's been faithful from the very beginning of this relationship, then He will see us through. And what I meant by a closed door and an open door is more of like, you know, I'm not saying we're gonna end this chapter, but you know, as we part ways and as we start our individual lives, we're basically, you know, just let's just say closing this door. But we're gonna be opening a bigger door, and I'm assuring you that I'll be holding your hand still while we open that new door. Because you know, just just amazing how the Lord brought us together when we finally finished college and we're technically on the same page, you know what I mean? You know, start working after taking the boards and hopefully, you know, proceed to medical school if that's God's will. I just find it interesting how even though we know we'll be far and we'll be tried and tested, I'm amazed to know that we're always there, you know, holding each other's hands. And I know even if it's gonna be tough, it's gonna be painful, I know it'll be interesting. And you know, the next time I'll see you, we'll become better individuals. So all I can say is, I know, I guess for the next 6 days, I'll be reflecting on the blessings all throughout. You know, I don't know, I guess I'm still in denial, honestly. I really don't know, because it's been hard, because this relationship is really more than just companionship. It really is something personal, you know. And I'm just so grateful for having someone who really, you know, loves me for who I am, and just being able to, you know, to be with someone who knows my vulnerabilities and who's very willing to understand my past and to really hear me out and to really list all the things that I like, all the things that I don't like, and just really someone who loves me so much. Your love is so exceptional to me, and you know, I know we have not been at our best lately, but just know that, you know, this relationship is more to me more than anything else. So yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
You know what? As the days approach and I just begin to reflect on how faithful the Lord has been, how good He's been in our lives. Personally, just hearing the reflection of the love of my life here, just expressing everything, just makes it so beautiful to know that, you know, the journey not only gets harder, but will get easier as time goes by. And for me, the hardest thing is really leaving her in this beautiful country and to go back to my own home, which is millions of miles away in the United States. And part of me had to prepare mentally, but part of me in my mind is like, I'm not that mentally sane just yet to really, really accept the fact that I'll be leaving. But I had this reassurance in my heart to know that no matter how far the distance may be, the stronger the relationship will be. But as we come together once more in God's timing, the strongest it will be when we are both together physically. Mm. And so as I reflect on this beautiful journey, I would just like to say to you all how blessed and how thankful I am to have been able to have all the people that have grown with me, and not just with me, but with my partner here, the love of my life, both our circles, as they continue to support us, as they continue to not only reassure us, but to also remind us how it was really the Lord that really brought us together and presented us to one another. And we had the choice to make, and we made the choice. Mm. Just know that, you know, not only this past month, but as the months go by, this love, this relationship we have is so much more because it was given to us by love himself. And so, love, as we just continue to grow, I can't wait to experience life with you. I can't wait to get married to you. Mm. I can't wait to buy your first house. I can't wait to explore and to have a lot more mission trips and journeys together. And of course, I can't wait for a little munchkin. Hopefully I can have after marriage, of course, guys. But really just starting a family and settling and really just training them up in the ways of the Lord and to really bring them close to Jesus, for, you know, if God permits so, that we be able to have a family and to start a life. But really the main goal is to really have this Adventist home. This Adventist home that will really be brought up to our heavenly home. And so wanting to not just be a father and to, most importantly, just be a good man to the woman I love, I want to be a man that upholds the principles and the morals of God. I know personally I have not upheld all those morals and standards and, you know, principles, but at the end of the day, no matter how perfect we are, the perfectness of Christ will overcome, or will overpower the imperfectness of man. And for me, just experiencing the imperfectness and all the failures and of course all the challenges, no matter what the case has been, as it says in marriage, right, that we be with each other through the best, through the worst, through everything, through death, through life itself, and for most importantly for sickness and health really, really reminds me so much, because I was really reminded of how much not only my partner took the time to take care of me, but showed how much she loved. And so seeing her beautiful heart and her selflessness, as I'm beginning to prepare to go back, I'll be reminded of how wonderful I experienced this memory with her. But most importantly, leaving a piece of myself with her, a piece of my heart with her. And so, love, as we continue to experience more trials and challenges and journeys, just know that I'll be there to hold your hand. I'll be there to give that hug. I know that LDR is pretty, pretty tough, but just know that making the effort to do more, as for me, I'll probably be flying back soon. I never know when. But in Lord's timing, to be able to see you again, to be able to just spend time with you, and just to let you know that I'm still here to support. And so just know that I love you very much, and that as we continue these next couple of days, I'm just excited for what the Lord has in store next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're like super excited that we don't even know what to say anymore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like to end this little podcast with y'all. Thank you so much for listening to our little story about not only how we came to be, although we didn't go in full description, but just really explaining life circumstances and trials. But at the end of the day, a relationship is much more than just companionship, but really a connection that will never die. And just for me, being able to experience not only the characteristic and the mannerisms and everything about the love of my life here, I've accepted all that she is. And I know that as we begin, as she says, as we begin our lives individually, of course, we'll still be together. But as we begin it in our own places, in our own times, I believe the Lord will give us this time of refinement to refine our characters, so that as we come back to each other, we'll not only be much stronger, but we'll have this unending zeal and purpose to life. And I just can't wait to experience more with you. So just thank you so much, everyone, as you've listened to our podcast. I hope and pray that we may be able to experience not just relationships, but really a relationship with Jesus. And so, love, do you have anything else to say?
Hmm. I'm honestly speechless. I don't know what to say anymore. Just want to encourage everyone to continue living life. I know for the most part, maybe some of you are feeling a little bit stagnant or a little bit low because of, you know, a lot of circumstances in life, or maybe you have problems, you know, physically or relationship wise. Just know that the Lord hasn't given up on you yet, and just always find the sun in every circumstance, because at the end of the day, you know, life will never be easy, but it's a matter of how you look at it. But yeah, I just want to end this podcast. We actually don't know what to title this, but I guess the best title for this is Truth Thick and Thin.
Oh, okay. Truth Thick
and Thin.